This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. One of the highlights this week in Washington was the address given by the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Bibi spoke to a packed house at about 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, and I must tell you, it was one of the greatest speeches that I've heard in the time I've been in Congress and been witness to many such events. My special guest at this visit by the Prime Minister of Israel was a lady by the name of Dr. Erica Miller of California. Dr. Miller is about 91 years of age, and she's a Holocaust survivor, and she's with me right now. So, Erica, I got to ask you, what was your impression on today's speech by Bibi?
Number one, I'm so very grateful to be alive and share this moment with you, because whatever you just said, I feel the same way. It's absolutely amazing, uplifting, informative speech, and it was it resonated with me. Because again, as a Holocaust survivor, I was a little kid with 7 and 11 in Ukraine in the German Nazi camp. And for me to be not a survivor, but a thriver, and after the war, being able to go to Israel, it was Israel in 1949. In 1948, Israel became a state. For me to be there in the beginning, like the pioneering times, I cannot believe my good fortune. Yeah, I'm 90, 91 almost, I can repeat myself. For me to have the gift of life and to be in Israel for about 8 years, being in the beginning of the state, the excitement of building the new state, and being in the Israeli Air Force for 2 years. I'm an Israeli vet. I'm little but mighty. And I was, literally, so hearing Netanyahu, Bibi, to hear the speech, I was there with him, and I so wanted to just say, hey, those are tough times, but it's not forever. I mean, your plate is full, but you are optimistic. Guess what? We will never disappear. And America is our friend. We need each other. It's not one-sided. And again, I'm not a psychic, but I can predict we will never disappear. Tough times, shit happens, but good times happen too. And I'm so grateful to the Congressman Steve Womack to invite me. Can you imagine? He just met me in January. We just had a brief encounter, and he wanted me to, I obviously impressed him, and for me to share this moment with him, I'm so grateful. And guess what? He made it happen, magic, that as he exited, he took me out very quickly from the seats, and I was able to talk to Bibi Netanyahu in Hebrew to tell him how I'm excited how to meet him, that I was there in Israel before he was born, and Ezer Weitzman, he was my commander-in-chief, and again, and we have the picture to prove it. So I'm just grateful for Steve, and I'm grateful for the gift of life that keeps on giving and the possibilities for all of us yet to be.
He talked about America and Israel being united, standing together, and that when one of us is under attack, we're all under attack. And I guess there wasn't a moment in that speech where there was any disagreement at all.
Absolutely. And you know what? I've been around for a while, being 90. I'm rubbing it in because I just cannot believe my good fortune. Presidents come and presidents go. Israel was not very happy with Obama. Too bad. Maybe whatever. But they loved Trump and they like Biden, back and forth. But it's about the connection we have underneath, because we really need each other. It's not one-sided. And he made it very clear that it's like not Israel. Safety of Israel means safety of America, because that kind of their goal is to gain. We're endangering their lifestyle. So that we are connected forever, and that was it's good to keep on hearing it time and again, America and Israel forever. I don't care about politics, it's about safety of both of our nations.
Reflect back on your childhood. You were 7 when the Nazis ran you out of your native Romania.
You know, but again, PTSD is there to be. I was 7 when the mayhem started. We had a normal life, whatever that meant. And here, suddenly, the noise, the Nazis, dogs barking, hiding, and finding ourselves at the trail station. My mother, father, and my older sister, 5 years, Dita. And nobody knew the mayhem that I witnessed as a little kid. And we did not know where we were going. And I just know that as a curious little kid, I was asking, what's happening, that mayhem? Don't ask so many questions. So we ended up, it's a long story, my first book, From Trauma to Triumph. I'm an international bestseller. Dr. Erica Mellor, check me out, you know. But we are speaking about, did not know what was happening and all that. But, you know, but to be able to go to see the atrocities, I have memory lag like crazy. 4 years is a long time. It's not like I was a baby. From 7 to 11, I don't remember hardly anything to be in that camp for 4 years. People died from typhoid and starvation. I had yellow fever. I had TB. I had all the things that you mean. No wonder I have such a good constitution. My grandkids, they have colds. I never get a cold. I don't use any glasses, whatever it is, because the mayhem. So we're very liberated. But I remember, it's really interesting, I remember kind of spot things, because the rest, trauma, that was us. I remember looking out the window. We were in a little kind of a hut, you know, how many people. And looking, dead bodies picked up every morning. And I looked outside, a seven-year-old or eight-year-old, they look so ugly, those people there. Maybe tomorrow I will be one of the dead, but I don't want to die ugly. I want to pose just before I die. And guess what? A movie's been in making, the script is written, and the title of the movie is Beautiful Death. And it's absolutely, so shows you. So my mother and sister were beaten down all her life. And to me, instead of it, I am defiant like crazy. Don't tell me because I'm Jewish I have to die. Don't tell me because I'm a girl I cannot climb trees with guys. Don't tell me I cannot jump in the pool with them. And don't tell me I cannot have a husband and kids in a profession. And I'm a psychologist. I run 10 mental health clinics for 40 years. And I'm a wise old soul. And I put my messages. I put it out there. I don't reach everybody, but I know I make a difference in many people's lives because I'm not in La La Land, but I'm optimist. You know what? Things happen. We're not dinosaurs. We are resilient. Pick us up and go. The past is gone. Learn from it. The future maybe will never be. Be in the moment. Have a strategy. Plan things. Possibilities are endless. How lucky we are to share a moment in life. We are born to die, which sucks. But in between, the possibilities are endless. And for me to share that moment with Congressman Steve, I'm above the moon. I'm lucky to be here with you.
So if you had any questions about what drew me to Dr. Erica Mellor, now you know. That's not all that happened this week. We do have appropriations work that was suspended because of our inability to move these bills across the floor. And in fact, next week has been given back to members of Congress. We were scheduled to be in session, but instead we will begin the August recess earlier. We'll have more to say on future reports. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.